Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have three guests with us, Jackie Wickie, Jolene Smith, and Mary Neese. And we're going to be talking about a Nation of Neighbors Award. Sounds like a very interesting award. So Jolene, we're going to start with you because this is from Royal Neighbors and you're really have done a lot of work with Royal Neighbors, been a member for a long time. What's this award about and kind of a little background about the award?
Well, the award is the Nation of Neighbors program that Royal Neighbors has been doing for 6 years. And it's a program to help the neighbors, your neighbor, and your members' opportunity. It's an opportunity for us to nominate someone in the town or in the county that we think has a good, needs some money for something that they're really passionate about. And we have, we've been helping over 900 individuals since the program began and with funds of exceeding $1 million. This year, there was over 150 nominations received from our members.
That came from all over the nation. And here you got two of them.
Yes, we did.
Out of the 150. I think that's really good. I'm sure you were really excited.
Yes, and we got one last year, too, so we are really excited about this program.
And we may come back and mention, remember, this is coming to the local community, putting money into the local community. So, Mary Neese, the nomination for one of these award recipients. So, Mary, you know, how did you decide? What did you do? And tell us a little background about your nomination.
Well, Jolene had called me and said, you know, there's awards are available. It has to be for someone who promotes women. And it didn't take me very long to decide who I was going to do it on. And I belonged to Business and Professional Women. And shortly after I started, there was Wendy came out and did a presentation. Jackie was on the board at that time, I believe. And Wendy came out and did a presentation on the women's shelter. And it's nothing that I've experienced or anybody in my family, but somehow it's something that I've always just felt a real passion for. And wherever I have lived, have always supported. And so, and Jackie has just been so active in that. So Jackie immediately was the person that came to mind to nominate.
Okay, I know Jackie's been involved, Jackie Wickie's been involved with Family Crisis Support Network Victim Services for a long time. And so, Mary, you know, when you say you don't have anybody in your own family, I'm guessing there may be somebody, someplace you've worked in your lifetime, but didn't even know it.
Yeah, well, and it's after that meeting, BPW meeting, there was just a little group of us that were talking. And this one lady, somebody that I never in my entire life would have ever have guessed that had experienced it. This lady, which I thought was an extremely brave thing to do, you know, especially with me being a complete stranger to her, you know, shared part of her life. And, you know, it's true. There's, you know, it could be somebody that we know. You know, I say that nobody in my family, but, you know, it's one of those things that we don't know
often.
Because it's, you know, we tend to keep those things secret.
Right, right. So you saw Jackie as one of those who has done a lot. And Jackie, we're going to have you talking about, how many years have you been involved with the Family Crisis Support Network?
Oh, boy, I think you were the one that called me and asked me if I would go on the board. And that was, I was on the board of directors for 18 years. And I've now been an employee just about 4 years.
Oh, so interesting that you've found this as an important need also, or you wouldn't have been involved for this long.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. You know, it's one of those things that so many questions are always, is there really a need for this in our community that people don't understand it or don't think it's really around here?
Right, right. Yeah, we always want problems somewhere else, not in our hometowns. So you're receiving this afternoon, and we'll come back to that because everybody's invited to this, a check for $3,500. So what trip are you taking, Jackie?
Oh, wow. Wouldn't it be great?
You'd feel so guilty if you did that.
Yes, I would. I wouldn't enjoy it a bit.
So what do you think that this check may be used for in family crisis?
There are so many things that come up on a daily basis that is not included in the budget and of our daily operating expenses that will go towards that. There's always a need of, just one thing that comes to mind right now is helping someone that's maybe coming from one state, going to possibly family in another, and there was car trouble, tire trouble on the interstate that we were able to try to find help for. So it's things like that, you know, gas money, just helping these women that are victims to flee, you know,
and sometimes
that situation.
They want a place to rent. They don't necessarily want to stay at the shelter. I mean, they need to move on with their lives also. And, you know, if you haven't rented something for a while, you've probably forgotten all those deposits.
Oh, definitely. There's deposits for everything. So that's another big need that we can help with. Mm-hmm. Just anything that comes up, you know, that is not in our daily budget.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, those grants have certain parameters that say you may not spend money on this. So it's great to have that extra money. So Mary's work and placing that nomination is going to help a lot of people. And in the meantime, it's a great way to say thanks to Jackie Wickey for all the work that she's put into this, too. Okay, we had another nomination. And Jolene, I understand you made that nomination.
Yes, I nominated Treva Turpin. She runs a Bethany Camp and Retreat Center south of Brayton. And they have camps for children in June. They have women's retreats, couples retreats, but they are in need of a dining hall. So she also got $3,500. And I think this spring they are going to break ground for their dining hall, and then upstairs will be a girls' dormitory.
All right, lots of uses there. And I know that that money will be really well used there also. So the formal presentation of these checks, as I understand, will be this afternoon. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, the Sweet Joy Shop on Chestnut Street today at 2 p.m. We are presenting both of these checks to Jackie Wickey and Treva Turpin, and everybody's invited to attend if they'd like to attend and hear a little more about our Neighbor of Nations program through Royal Neighbors of America.
Okay, and let's we have a couple minutes. Let's talk a little more about Royal Neighbors, because that's an organization that's been around for over 100 years here, but I think a lot of people don't know about it.
No, they don't. We're a fraternal life insurance company. We originated back in 1895 by nine women in Council Bluffs. They saw a need to address women and some of the things that social activities that they do. Atlantic has been chartered for 113 years, so we have been doing community service and putting money into the Atlantic and surrounding area for 113 years.
That adds up to thousands of dollars, Jolie, because year you've been getting money in one form or another.
Yes.
Because you get some kind of automatically. Is that true?
Every quarter, we have to send in a report, and if our community service and our meetings and everything, then we get $600. Plus, this year, we got the $3,500 for both of these. Plus, we won an award for the Joining Hands project we did. We were one of the top three and got another $100 for that. And if we send a picture in with each of our activities, we get another $25. So we have put a lot of money into this community.
And a lot of work
goes
into that. You know, Jolene's sitting here saying, yeah, Royal Neighbors do all these things. But that wouldn't happen without you and your other members.
Yes. We only have probably six active members, but we are very active because we, for a two-year period, we finally qualified to go to a trip to Florida, and that was through all of our community service projects that we did. So we were very busy for 2 years, and we still are.
I want to go back to Mary just for a moment here. Mary, you know, this has been in business over 100 years. How many years have you been a member?
I've just been a member since around May, so not very long at all.
What prompted you?
Well, it was Jolene. We were at Bible study, and Jolene came in with this little pamphlet and was recruiting people. And I thought it sounded like a worthwhile project, so I joined.
It's basically needs of women, as I understand, that empowering women and that sort of thing.
And you know, one of the other projects that we did was we planted flowers out at Shellburg's. You know, so it's not just things for women, but it just benefits everyone, you know. But, you know, we have a vested interest, I guess, in women.
Right. Yes, exactly. But everybody can benefit from all of these things, including Jackie's award, because, you know, we think of the shelter being for women, but it's open to everybody in terms of helping families.
Well, it is, because not everyone that we help goes into shelter. In fact, that's probably one of the least utilized services that we have, because we do help men, women, children. You know, we answer a crisis line 24/7. So whatever their need is, we help them with, men or women.
All right. Okay. Well, we want to thank you, Mary Neese, Angeline Smith, and Jackie Wickey, for being here this morning. And congratulations to the recipients. It's a great project. And congratulations to the Royal Neighbors for doing all of that. Until next time, here's a thought. Many people will walk in and out of your life, but only true friends will leave footprints on your heart.